everybody. Welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Kat.
I'm Winnie.
And today we are on day two of getting ready to store winter clothes, I think.
Yes, because it's getting hotter outside.
Yeah,
it's May. Summer is coming.
Mm-hmm. So we got to put our warm clothes away. So Jenny and Kyle, they want to store their winter clothes. It means they want to put them away so that they can...
They have more room for summer clothes.
They can leave space in their closet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But first, they have to sort them out first.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have clothes that you probably don't wear at all.
Yeah, and then you should probably give them away.
Mm-hmm.
So Jenny has lots of dresses to sort out. I guess she has a lot of dresses that you can't wear in the summer because they're too hot. But she didn't wear very many of them, so she's going to give some away.
Yeah, and before you store them away, you also have to clean them first.
That's right.
So they're going to the dry cleans today.
Yeah, so Kyle is taking some stuff to the dry cleaning, while Jenny is going to wash and dry some things that you don't have to dry clean. So it's two different kinds of clothes. So we're going to follow Kyle to the dry cleaner today, and we're going to see how he deals with dry cleaning his clothes. All right.
Scene. See you later to winter clothes.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words about clothes.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Dry cleaners. Wool. Sweater. Cotton. Scarf. Silk. Shirt. Blouse. Suit. Tie. Dry clean. Tumble dry. Tumble dryer.Dress. Kyle goes to the dry cleaners to get his and Jenny's clothes.
Hello? I'm here to pick up my dry cleaning.
Let me get it for you. Here is your suit. And here are the other clothes.
Let me see...Two silk blouses, three wool sweaters, and two scarves.
There's also this silk tie. Don't forget that.
Thank you. How should I store my winter clothes?
Put them in a cool, dry place like a box. Put some holes in the box so air can go in and out.
I'll make sure to do that. Thank you for your help.
Pick up. Pick up. We fixed your car's problem. You can pick it up later today. We fixed your car's problem. You can pick it up later today. Cool. Cool. The fan kept the room cool on that hot day.The fan kept the room cool on that hot day. Hole. Hole. There's a big hole in the wall. I can see something inside. There's a big hole in the wall. I can see something inside. Air. Air.After the garbage truck went by, the air smelled bad. After the garbage truck went by, the air smelled bad.
All right, our article or our dialogue today starts out with Kyle goes to the dry cleaners to get his and Jenny's clothes. So it sounds like he went there once already to take them to the dry cleaner, and now he's picking them up because they're clean.
所以我们看到 dry clean 是干洗的意思，这里我们在后面加了一撇 s， 就是干洗店的意思。所以他今天是要来领他的衣服。
So Kyle says to the lady at the counter, Hello, I'm here to pick up my dry cleaning. Ah, so this word pick up, this is our first word power word of the day. It is a two-word verb. It's P-I-C-K-U-P, and that's pick up. Let's find out what it means. All right, so this word pick up actually means go and get something or somebody from a different place, maybe where you put it or put the person earlier. The opposite of pick up is drop off. If you are dropping off your dry cleaning, that means you are taking the clothes to the dry cleaner and saying, please clean these for me. I will come back later and I will pick them up. Other things you can pick up might be your kids. You pick up your kids from school to take them home, or pick up your car if it needs to get fixed. Or if you have a car and you want to pick up a friend and go somewhere, you can pick them up too. You can also drop off all these things because that's the opposite. Here's another example. We fixed your car's problem. You can pick it up later today. We fixed your car's problem. You can pick it up later today.
Pick something up 在这里就是领取的意思，也就是 to get something。那通常去商店很快拿个东西、买个东西，我们就可以用这个动词片语。比方，可能妈妈叫你回家的时候顺便买个蛋，你就可以说 Mom asked me to pick up some eggs on the way home。回家的时候顺便买个蛋。那刚刚我们有讲到反应，你可以用 drop off， 就是可能你要先去把你的妹妹放到幼稚园啊，或者要把你的衣服放到像这里放到干洗店啊等等，就是用反义的 drop off。 那我们例句呢则是说，哎，你的车子帮你解决好了， You can pick it up later today， 等一下晚一点就可以来取车了。
So Kyle's coming to pick up his dry cleaning because he dropped it off before、mm-hmm. Now he's coming to get it. So the person who does the dry cleaning is named Marina. She says, Let me get it for you. Okay, so she goes back to get the clothes, she comes back and she says, here is your suit and here are the other clothes. So why does she say here is here? Like she's saying, oh, your suit is right here. But that's not quite what she's saying, actually. here is something, here are some things. You say this when you're giving something to somebody. You can also say like, there is your suit, there are your clothes, here we have your suit. Like you might hear this in America where if you go and eat at a restaurant, you say like, here we have your entree, your drink, this is something, something. Like that's a kind of a polite way to give something to somebody.
对，我们看到 Marina 她是在这个干洗店工作，她说，哎，让我拿给你，包括她的西装啊和其他衣服。这里我们看到 here 开头就是，哦，这里是你的衣服。像刚刚说点餐的时候可能会说，哦，这里是你的可乐，这里是你的饮料，我们用 here 开头。那记得因为我们把地点副词移到句首，所以后面要倒装。 So what else did they have dry cleaned?
Well, it was his suit and then some other pieces of clothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So Kyle says, let me see. Two silk blouses, three wool sweaters, and two scarves. Okay.
Boy, that's very smart to check your stuff before you leave the store.
Yeah, because otherwise you might forget something.
I would. 所以 Kyle 就检查一下，哎，总共有两件 silk blouses 是丝质的衬衫，通常就是女用那种薄薄的，摸起来柔柔软软的，就是 silk 丝质。然后还有三件毛衣啊，甚至是这个 wool sweaters 羊毛的毛衣，更是需要干洗。所以昨天提到的 scarves 就是这个 scarf 的复数形态，去掉 f 加 ves， 记得吗？
Yeah, so scarves and wool sweaters and silk blouses. So it sounds like Jenny sent some things to get dry cleaned too, because that sounds like something she might want to wear. Mm-hmm. All right, and Marina says, there's also this silk tie. Don't forget that. Uh-oh, so he was going to forget something.
Silk, 我们刚刚有说到是丝质，那这里的 silk tie 你就知道是指丝质的领带啦。
So he's got his suit, he's got his tie. I think he's all set. So he says, Thank you. How should I store my winter clothes?
Ooh, it is a really good question, especially for someone who works at a dry cleaners.
Yeah, they should know.
Yeah, 所以 Kyle 就赶快把握机会说，哎，该怎么收藏冬季衣物？记得昨天我们学到 store 当动词的用法，这里马上又看到。So what's the correct way to store clothes? I always put them in a box. Is that the right way?
And I always put mine in a big drawer, and I put some, like, good-smelling stuff in them with them, just so they don't stink when I wear them again. But Marina tells him, put them in a cool, dry place like a box. So you are right.
Have rain. Okay. But in a cool place.
Oh, really? Do you store it in a hot place? All right. So this is actually one of our word power words, cool. It's an adjective, C-O-O-L. Let's find out what that means. Okay, so this word cool is like a little bit cold, but in a nice way, in a good way. So being hot, if you have clothes that are in a hot place, especially if you wore them before and didn't clean them, it can help bacteria or germs grow in your clothes, and that makes them really smelly, and it also might make your skin kind of do some bad things. And it can also hurt your clothes even, like some things could eat your clothes, like little bugs or something like that. So a cool place is always better for storage, and especially like if you have it in a place where air can come in and out. Other temperature words related to cool could be like cold, of course we know cold, and then cool, which is like cold in a nice way, then warm, which is more than cool but still nice, and then hot, which could be nice or really not nice. So an example for you. The fan kept the room cool on that hot day. The fan kept the room cool on that hot day.
Cool 在这里不是指哎你很酷的意思哦 ，cool 在这里是很凉爽的、阴凉的。比方说夏天来的时候，那种要来个冷饮，我们就可以用这个字说 relax with a cool drink in a hot summer day.
Ah,、oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, 或者是 swim in a cool water. 总之就是夏天暴汗的时候，你觉得哦很舒服那种冷冷凉凉的感觉。那例句呢，就是说这个电扇在炎热的天里呢，让房间保持凉爽。所以如果要把衣服放在阴凉干燥的箱子，我刚才说，I'm right, but only half right, because Marina has some other suggestion too.
Right, so she said you should put it in a box in a cool place, but, she says, you put some holes in the box so air can go in and out. Okay, so what are holes? Hole is a noun that is spelled H-O-L-E, and it's actually our third word power word. We have two in this sentence, but this is the first one. Let's find out about it.This word hole means a space that's going into or through something like this. A hole, like we have a lot of holes in our faces, maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and maybe some more that you can't see. So we have lots of holes in us, or there are things like holes in the ground, like maybe if you are taking a walk and you see a very deep place in the ground, that's a hole.Or sometimes when you wear socks too much, they get holes in them, so your toe pokes out of it. There are also some kinds of cheese that have holes in them. You've probably seen them around. There are lots of things that have holes in them. Holes are everywhere. So here's another example. There's a big hole in the wall. There's another place for a hole. I can see something inside. There's a big hole in the wall. I can see something inside.
Hole 是洞洞，记得不管哪里有洞啊，不管是裤子上有洞，墙壁上有洞，后面我们固定要用 in 这个介系词。所以刚刚我们会说 a hole in the pants, a hole in the socks, 或者像例句是 a hole in the wall, 就是墙上有个大洞，我都可以看到墙里面的东西。So why do we need some holes in the box? I thought we don't want bugs and dust in the box.
But actually, it makes it so that bugs and dust can go out of the box if you think about it, because it lets in...air. So air is the important thing here. Air is another one of our word power words. It is a noun spelled A-I-R, only three letters, air. Let's find out what it means. All right, air is something that's all around us. It's in front of me right now, it's behind me, it's beside me. It's a thing we breathe in and out. We can't see it, but like I said, it's everywhere. If you say something is in the air, it means it's around you. Maybe you have a feeling that's in the air. Maybe we can say love is in the air. That means there's a feeling of love nearby. There's a difference, actually, between the air and the sky.Like the sky, when you look up, is where you see clouds, where you see something blue, or at night it's black. That's not quite air, it's more like sky. So another interesting fact is there's no air in space. You can't breathe in space, so air is only in places like the Earth, which have air around them.Another idea about air is air pollution. You probably hear about this a lot, where the air gets really dirty because of things like motorbikes or factories that make a lot of smoke. That's air pollution, so that's something we want to get rid of. So here's an example for you. After the garbage truck went by, the air smelled bad. After the garbage truck went by, the air smelled bad.
Ooh, the air smells bad. You don't want that. Air 短短三个字母，我觉得很重要。We can't live without air. 我们可以搭配不同形容词来修饰这个空气怎么样。最常见像是 fresh air, 新鲜的空气。或者现在大家很讲究的 clean air, 要有这个干净的空气。那刚刚 Kat 老师有帮我们补充 the air pollution, 就是空气污染，因为可能有很多的工厂啊，或是汽机车排放的废气，所以大家现在就很讲究这个干净的空气。那像这个例句呢，则是垃圾车经过，我们用 bad air, 就是 air smelled bad, 空气闻起来臭臭的。
Yes, bad smelling air. Yeah, so like maybe stinky tofu could also make the air smell kind of bad, but I think some people like the smell, so it's a good. Yeah, it tastes good, it doesn't smell good.
No.
Yeah, all right, so back to the article here. So Marina tells Kyle, you should put it in a box, you should put some holes in that box to make sure that the air can go in and out, so make sure it's fresh and doesn't start smelling bad. And Kyle tells her, I'll make sure to do that.Thank you for your help.
Make sure 就是确保、确定的意思。然后最后这句也很好用，谢谢人家帮忙的时候，我们可以简单的一句说，哦 ,thank you, 其实就很有礼貌。不过啊，我们可以在 thank you 后面加上 for something, 表示因为某件事情来感谢人家。例如 ,thank you for driving me to the airport. 哎，谢谢载我一程。Thank you for teaching the lesson with me today.
Oh, thank you too. and you can say in response to thank you, things like,You're welcome, or no problem, or sure thing, or something that I say way too much.
Which is?
I think sure thing. I think that's the thing I say way, way too much. I always say sure thing to people when they thank me.
没问题，也可以用 sure thing.
Okay, and that's the end of our article for today. So right now we're going to go to our magic box, and then you'll be right back with us for review time.
Hello everyone, this is Celine.
诶，等等，我好像找不到我手机。
Where's my phone?
Ah, here is my phone.
Here.
Okay, 你是不是觉得，等等，你说了什么很怪的话？为什么 here 在前面呢？没错，今天跟大家来说的呢，就是 here 的倒装用法。一般来说，我们会说 my phone is here.但是当我们要强调在这里的时候，我们就可以把 here 摆到最前面来说。所以你要怎么做呢？首先我们把 here 还有 be 动词反过来摆到最前面，再把原本的主词呢摆到最后面。所以 my phone is here 这句话就会变成 here is my phone。 我们再来试试看其他的句子，例如 your books are here 这句话要怎么改成倒装句呢？一样啊，我们先把 here 和 be 倒过来，所以呢就变成 here 和 are 的顺序要对调。接下来呢，放到最前面，再把主词 your books 摆到最后面。Here are your books. Here are your books. 这样就完成了，是不是超简单的呢？接下来 here 还很常跟这个动词 come 来搭配。例如呢，这个一台公车要进站了，你可以说。The bus is coming. The bus is coming. 你也可以强调公车到这里了。这时候呢，就把 here 往最前面一放，再把 comes 和 the bus 反过来，你就完成一个倒装句咯。这句话怎么说呢？就是 here comes the bus. 但是这个规则呢，有一个小小奸诈的部分，就是啊，如果你遇上的主词是代名词，那就会有一点点不一样。举例来说，如果有个人心情不好跑去躲起来，哎，你好不容易找到他了，你会说什么呢？你会说 He is here. He is here. 或者是说你也可以用倒装句哦。Here he is. Here he is. 没错，你遇到的主词是代名词的话，你只要把 here 摆到最前面，那其他的部分都不用改哦。同样的，如果你看到 He comes here. He is coming. 他过来了。我们也可以把 here 往前面放， he comes 跟 he is 一样，都不用改变顺序，所以就是 here he comes。 虽然不一样，但是还是一样蛮简单的吧。那最后就考考你了， 如果要说老师来了，老师过来了，怎么用 here 倒装句来呈现呢？
The answer is here comes the teacher. 你答对了吗？Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Hi, everybody! We are here for review time! So, we have 4-word power words today.
Yes.
If we need a reminder of them, do you think we do? Or do you think we can just guess?
I remember holes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, holes. And holes let in air.
Okay.
And then we have something about keeping it...
Cool.
Yeah. And what did Kyle go to the dry cleaners for?
He picks up his and Jenny's clothes.
Yeah, that's right. He picked up their dry cleaning. So I think those are the 4 words we got to work with today. Let's see if we can do a little drawing game and see if we can guess what they
are. So you're going to go first and I'll...try to guess what you're drawing.
Right.
Are you good at drawing?
I think so.
I usually
don't try and draw very well for a Pictionary just because it's about understanding. It's about understanding, not about talent. Okay. Let's see. Let's see if I can find a way to say this. Oh! Okay. It could be two of them. I don't know.
Bumpy? No. Is a smiley face? The hair is... Oh!
Blowing.
So it's 有风对吧 But there's a wind.
Wind, but like, what do you call the wind when it's not windy?
There's air.
Oh yeah, okay.
Oh, you're good.
Because you can't draw air, so I guess I just thought I'd draw something close to
it's
air.
It's like waves.
Yeah, windy waves.
Yeah, okay. All right, my turn.
Yes.
You're good.
Nah.
So you probably won't be able to guess mine.
That's not true. Like I said, it's about understanding. It's not about talent.
So there's a...
There's a person.
Yes.
Okay.
I can.
Stick person. My favorite kind of person.
And it's...
There's something... Is that their hair?Are they sweating? It's hot.
So.
Oh! They have some water, I think. They have a glass of water.
So it's.
So it must be.
Oh, it's not hot.
More. So if this person is hot, then the glass of water has a bunch of water on the outside, right?Okay, then it must be a cool glass of water.
See, that's my drawing.
I think it's great. I mean, you can tell somebody is kind of sweating, although maybe it looks like they just had did their hair. All right.
Yeah, it's a cool drink.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, maybe one more. Do we have time?
Let's do one more.
Okay.
I want to guess one more.
Okay, let me think. Oh, I'm going to do a little more complex one just for fun. Okay.
A mountain? No. A car?
Yes, it's a car. But car is not one of our words, so it can't be a car.
Oh, There's a hole in a car? No. What else do we do? The car is cool.
Wait. Just wait. Okay.
There's a person.
Yeah, there's a person.
With glasses?
With glasses, for some reason. That's not helpful to the word, though. Okay, and then...
It's dark outside.
No. I shouldn't have done that. Okay. And then... Let's see.
We've done air already. There's a house. No. You can't...
I can't write. I'm sorry. Oh, can I write in Chinese?
Can you? Sure.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm doing my best. I forgot how to write
it. That's not helping.
It's this and then...
Something.
Forget that. I'm going to embarrass myself. How about this? There we go. Okay. That's a... Can you tell what that is?
A bell.
Yeah, it's a bell. And then...
And then there's another person.
Uh-huh.
With a bag?
Uh-huh.
and he's
going
running
over here.
Oh, so he is someone with the glasses is picking up the little man, right?
The kid. It's supposed to be school.
Okay.
But yeah, okay, we kind of cheated because we were talking the whole
time
that we were drawing. But you guys should try it without talking and see if your partner can kind of guess.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun game. And then maybe you can draw something really silly like I just did. Because, I mean, who would know this is pickup until the very last? Okay, so that's all the time we have for today. I'm Kat.
I'm Winnie.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Scene. See you later to winter close.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words about clothes.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Dry cleaners. Wool. Sweater. Cotton. Scarf. Silk. Shirt, blouse, suit, tie, dry clean, tumble dry, tumble dryer, dress. Kyle goes to the dry cleaners to get his and Jenny's clothes.
Hello, I'm here to pick up my dry cleaning.
Let me get it for you. Here is your suit, and here are the other clothes.
Let me see. 2 silk blouses, 3 wool sweaters, and 2 scarves.
There's also the silk tie. Don't forget that.
Thank you. How should I store my winter clothes?
Put them in a cool, dry place like a box. Put some holes in the box so air can go in and out.
I'll make sure to do that. Thank you for your help.
Word power.
Pick up. Pick up. We fixed your car's problem. You can pick it up later today. We fixed your car's problem. You can pick it up later today. Cool. Cool. The fan kept the room cool on that hot day. The fan kept the room cool on that hot day. Hole. Hole. There's a big hole in the wall. I can see something inside. There's a big hole in the wall. I can see something inside. Air. Air. After the garbage truck went by, the air smelled bad. After the garbage truck went by, the air smelled bad.